What's good, everybody? This episode of the podcast is sponsored by DistroKid. They are the go-to for digital music distribution and the easiest way for musicians to get your music onto Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, TikTok, YouTube, and all the places you need your music to be. They offer unlimited uploads, and artists keep 100% of their earnings in-store 10 to 20 times faster than any other distributor. Fastest payouts, they help out with automatic splits, cover song clearance, and all kinds of other amazing tools and templates to help you get the most visibility for your releases. I dig this company and really appreciate their business model that offers more features than any other distributor at the most affordable price possible for solo musicians, bands, studio artists, DJs, and any other creators that are producing music in their home, and they also offer label services as well. They've got three different tiers to offer creators that start as low as $22.99 a year. That's just $1.92 per month, and even their top tier breaks down to only $7.50 per month. And the best part about DistroKid sponsoring the podcast is that they are offering Dan Cable Presents listeners 30% off your first year of membership, making their already affordable services even cheaper for you. Check out the link in the episode notes. I also put it in my Instagram bio in the link tree. Click that link and it'll give you 30% off your first year of service. Super stoked to have DistroKid sponsoring the podcast and can't thank them enough for their longtime support of this thing. Let's start the episode. What is happening, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Dan Cable Presents podcast. Thank you for tuning into the program once again. If this is your first time listening, thanks for checking out the show. You can find fresh episodes coming at you every Tuesday. And if you want to help support this thing in a free way, you can do so by clicking subscribe on iTunes, clicking write a review, giving the podcast 5 stars if you feel like it is deserving of so, and that will help propel this thing to the tops of those iTunes charts, giving it more visibility, helping strangers find the podcast, and just a great way to contribute to the growth and sustainability of this thing. Appreciate the hell out of all the folks that have already taken the time to do so. If you're not listening on Apple, just hit like, follow, subscribe wherever you are listening from. Tell a friend about the podcast. Give it 5 stars on Spotify if that's where you're listening from. Check out the monthly playlist that I've been dropping every first of the month. Those are available on Apple and Spotify, pretty spread out genre-wise, and just a snapshot of what I'm listening to throughout the month. Some things that are making it into my DJ sets, and the links for those are in the episode notes. Hope everybody is doing well out there. Sorry this episode is dropping a day late or so. I just got back from this tour run. We have made it back and I am absolutely exhausted, but wanted to jump on the mic to talk about this run of shows a bit and share some band commentary, which I'm doing in a way I've never tried before. I recorded a DJ set for the last half of this episode and I've chopped up some commentary that I got from the band throughout the tour to go along with the DJ set portion. So we shall see how it goes. I just thought it would be a nice way to switch things up. So we will get into that in a bit, but I just wrapped this national tour with High Pulp. It was my second national tour with the band. We drove all over this country and have once again made it back in one piece, which I am grateful for, who spent the first couple days driving out to Chicago where the tour started and went on from there. So just wanted to hit you with some of the highlights from this thing that stick out most in my tour fog brain at the moment. And first off being the Otis Mountain Music Festival in Elizabethtown, New York, up near Lake Placid. This kicked off the most exciting stretch of the tour I think, for myself and maybe for some of the others in the band, but for anyone that has ever been to the Pickathon Music Festival in Happy Valley, Oregon, just outside of Portland, this Otis Mountain Music Festival definitely captures that spirit and energy on just maybe a slightly smaller scale. We weren't able to spend more than a night there, but from the moment that we arrived, it felt like we were in a good place and just immediately taken care of. Just an incredible setting out in the woods and perfectly timed set, so there's no bleed of music happening between stages, even though they are in such close proximity to one another. And it's always just fun to see High Pole rip to a sold out crowd and to get to play in front of a large audience whom are mostly unfamiliar to the band. And they played the last set of that night around midnight, and it was a special one, and also coincidentally one of my favorite bands of the last couple of years, Death Lens, played right before High Pulp, which was so rad. They put on one of the best live shows, and it was just so rad to see them playing 3,000 miles away from their home in Los Angeles and seeing a bunch of kids in the pit singing along, knowing the words. And I got to know those dudes at the Tree Fort Music Festival in Boise a couple years back, and I've kept up with them ever since. So it was nice to catch up with them, run into them at the festival. We have some mutual friends through the High Pulp gang, which is really rad, but I just absolutely love Death Lens. So it was so cool seeing them out there, and congrats to them as they just announced that they have signed to Epitaph Records and they just put out a brand new single called Bake It. I'm too sober to talk, getting inebriated. I tell myself enough that I know what I'm doing. I try telling myself I'm feeling anxious. It brings the worst in me, but I'm too blind to see. Tired of this bullshit. Definitely check out Death Lens if you're a fan of punk music. And I also got to see the Simon Spine set, which is a great band from New York City. And I was familiar with some of their tunes, and a couple of the guys in High Pulp knew one of the members in the band. So it was cool to catch their set, and super engaging just to see how many different people in the band taking the lead on vocals. So that was also a standout set that I got to see out at the Otis Mountain Festival. Vic, who plays sax and flute in High Pulp, and I also had a little nightcap with a DJ set out there, which was dope. We went over there, caught the end of this dude spinning wax, playing a lot of cool stuff, and got to see Vic vibe out for a minute. He was like, "Watch my bag, I'm going in to the middle of the dance floor," and we made it over there just in time. And then we headed out, and that was just a great kickoff to a cool stretch of the festival. We ended up staying in this super small town of Au Sable Forks in upstate New York, about an hour from the Canadian border. We had a cool Airbnb out there, and the town was seriously just like a few blocks of walking. It's a town of about 400 people. They have a very small grocery store and a little Stewart's gas station that had the ice cream and the pizza. Seems like Stewart's is a Northeast staple of these gas stations that just have full service ice cream, which is a pretty great perk. I think just in general, the Northeast and the Midwest, but specifically the Northeast, is really got the gas station culture on a different level. I went to Wawa for the first time. Unbelievable. You just walk in there and you just order a sandwich at any time. Got a bacon, egg, and cheese at midnight from the Wawa, and there's just, you know, a bunch of people standing in there ordering sandwiches. And I really like to bring that Northeast Midwest gas station culture over to the West Coast. I think we're slacking on that. And I don't know if it's because there's not as many places that are like so far spread out as you hit in on the East Coast. Sometimes there's like these large stretches of just kind of nothing. But, you know, there's also Wawa's right outside of New Jersey. So I don't understand why we can't step up our gas station culture. But the Stewart's Pizza and ice cream, pretty on point for gas station standards. And also the Wawa. That was I was very excited to finally have my first Wawa experience. And I highly recommend, you know, you go in there and you get a sandwich at any time. In the evening, it's 2 a.m. You can get a sandwich. It's 3 p.m. You can get a sandwich, bacon, egg, and cheese anytime. There's no limitations to what's happening inside of the Wawa. But we stayed in this town of Au Sable, about 400 people probably, I think is the population of this town, and it was a great home base to stay the night before. We headed up to Montreal, which was my first time going to the northeast part of Canada. First time going to Montreal, which was rad. And I got some classic poutine from the classic spot, which was very rad and just a cool experience to be in a place where everyone is speaking French around you. And cool to see a piece of high pulp synth and modular player Antoine Martel's upbringing and cornerstone of his formative years, as he is French Canadian and also went to McGill University, which is in Montreal, as did Andy, the sax player in the band. So it was cool to get to meet some of their homies up there and walk around the city a bit, finally get the true poutine experience. I've been listening to Twan tell me about the difference between the cheese curds and the melting temperature of them, and I truly understand that, what he was talking about now. So That was rad. I think it was like far too much cheese curds. I didn't really need that many cheese curds. And I understand that I was served the portion that you would get after you had a heavy night of drinking, which made a lot of sense. But it was nice to just get that that classic diner vibe, just sitting at the counter by myself, having some poutine in the middle of Montreal. And then we drove back and stayed in Au Sable Forks for a couple more nights, which, hot tip, if you're playing in the States the next day, just try and stay in the same place or get your Airbnb on the stateside. And that way you don't have to take a bunch of personal luggage over the border. And I think that was helpful in making the vehicle a little easier to search, and you don't have to throw away all your weed. You know, you can keep all your weed on the stateside and come back to it. And then you can also just bring the appropriate amount of merch that you need to sell, so you don't get harassed by the border people, you know, about the merch that you're selling, and you don't have to pay like some heavy tax on bringing all of this items over the border that you're not necessarily going to sell. So if you are playing stateside the next day, I do recommend that that you try and do something along those lines. It made it a lot easier for us. And it was also just nice to have a place that we were staying for a few nights in a row. That doesn't usually happen on tour. So, here's my cousin now, back from his run. He's getting back in regular person shape. Opposed to tour person shape, you know? I was just getting to the part about the stretch we did with Alfred, aka Daedalus, you know, linking up with the legendary Daedalus.
You're lucky. Very
fun. What did you learn from the presence of our friend Alfred?
Don't try too hard. Just do your thing.
I loved when Alfred saw our bus and just like couldn't believe that. It's just like, oh, you're really doing it like this.
Yeah. It's stuff like that that makes you start to feel crazy, because you're like, oh, this person's been all over the world and doing this, like, and they're like, you're doing it like this. It's like, well, we have 8 people. So
also, we Bobby, my cousin, introduced me to Daedalus as cousin or Dan. Yeah, cousin is short for Dan, and then they later invited us to go to dinner, and they were like, cousin, are you gonna come to dinner? And that was just I got cozened by Daedalus, which was really amazing. And Daedalus is such a legend and played three shows on this run, two of them being also with Ghost Funk Orchestra from New York City. And all three of those shows were really great, specifically the two with Ghost Funk. The first one was up in Troy, New York at No Fun. Shout out to August, who runs that club, just a great dude. And the following night was a sold out New York City show at Public Records, which is such a cool venue, such a great room to hear music in. And that was a killer show, and it was just cool to meet and get to hang with Alfred, aka Daedalus, for a few days. They were so sweet and interested in hanging with us, which was really nice. Daedalus is just such a legend in many regards, and I know a lot of people in the High Pulp crew were pumped to meet and play with them. So thanks for being so cool, Alfred, and just welcoming to our entire group. Pacific Northwest air. Yeah, we came back immediately to rain, which I feel like we're not supposed to be there yet in the Pacific Northwest. We're supposed to have another beautiful month. We're supposed to kick fall off right, and it's windy and it's cold and it's depressing already. So happy to be back. What else happened on this tour? Day one, kicked tour off with a Cubs day game in Chicago. Nothing better than hanging at Wrigley Field on a beautiful afternoon. It was the best seats I've ever had for a Cubs game. And especially right now when the Cubs are competing to make the playoffs, which is really coming down to the wire now. Only five games left as we speak, and they are cutting it close. And they are committing errors on the final plays of game to lose games. And they're just really playing like the Cubs right now. But such a cool way to kick things off. And then the few of us that went to the game were able to just walk right over to the venue, Constellation Room, which was a really nice room to hear some music. And I also got to see my cousin Claire that show, which was really nice. And then a couple weeks later, I was able to link with my other cousin, Claire's sister Chloe, when the band played in Minneapolis. Best food I had on this tour came from that venue in Minneapolis, the Ice House. I had an unreal BLT. They put a fried green tomato on it. I don't know what the sauce was. It was beautiful. The staff was beautiful, and they really took care of us over there at the Ice House in Minneapolis. Also a great room there. Go grab some dinner, watch a show. It's that kind of vibe. And I also just enjoyed my time walking around Minneapolis. It was another place we had a couple days to hang out. My cousin said that we're moving to Minneapolis. We're going to go experience the winter, which he's already done many times because he went to McAllister, which is in St. Paul, Minnesota. But I'm really trying to get back out to Minnesota in the winter to truly experience hockey culture, see some high school games. We're trying to DJ out there. If you know where to DJ anywhere in this country, you let me know. And we're trying to do the Cousins tour out here, you know, this winter, this fall, whenever there's time. So, you know, hit me with your DJ recommendations. Doesn't need to be in the Northwest. In fact, I would prefer that it's not. But the Ice House in Minneapolis, cool venue. Got to walk around the city a little bit, and also just got to spend some time with our other keys player and synth player in the band, Rob Homan. His mom and dad were so kind in hosting us for three nights. This band of eight people just hanging around their house, and his mom made a lovely dinner for the few of us that stayed behind on the night that a bunch of people went out into the city. And it was just nice to get to know his family a little bit and see where he grew up. And the weather was beautiful. The Valvoline quick stop nearly ruined our tour vehicle and just really fucked up an oil change. And it was pretty horrific, but the bus made it through another crazy run of, I don't know. We must have put a good 7,500 miles on this bus in the last 3.5 weeks. So Thank God. You can Venmo the band or buy a record, you know, just buy a record, buy a record, buy a shirt. Next Bandcamp Friday, make sure it all goes to the band. Shout out Bandcamp Fridays. They're usually the first Fridays of every month. Bandcamp gives 100% of the sales to the artist. No cuts taken by Bandcamp. So that is a very cool deal that they have been doing since the pandemic, pretty much, and have carried forth for most first Fridays. So if you are looking to support a band directly, those are good days to do it. There's got to be one coming up, as today is September 27th that I'm recording this, a day behind, but doing my best to keep this thing on schedule. Make sure, you know, the weekly episode comes up so I can stay on my Cal Ripken Iron Man podcast release schedule here. But we wrapped the tour in the Denver Fort Collins area of Colorado just a few days ago. The Denver show was at Ophelia's, which was one of the nicest venues that we played on this tour. And one of my childhood friends, Ryan, has been living in the Denver area for the last 5 years or so. So I was able to link up with him. He came out to the show and we had a day off in between that Denver and Fort Collins show. So I got to spend the day with Ryan, which was really nice. It had been a while since we'd seen each other in person. And before he dropped me off with the band for our final show in Fort Collins, he took me up into the Rocky Mountain National Park for like a 2-hour hike. And it was just a gorgeous day out there, and I'd never been into the Rocky Mountain National Park before, and Ryan has taken me on some incredible hikes up in Colorado since he's moved there, and it was just nice to switch things up and get out into nature while out on the road. So thank you for the adventure, Ryan. It was just, yeah, it was just really, really beautiful out there. Saw a waterfall, saw a lot of running water, and just yeah, I think it was just like a perfect day. It felt like it was like 75 degrees and sunny up there. And I'm glad I got to do something like that on this tour, because we drove through so many beautiful places, especially in the Northeast, just driving through the mountains in Vermont and areas like that, where you know there is some unreal stuff that you are just kind of passing by, but there's not really time to even stop at the lookout point. So I was glad that I got a little taste of that to wrap up the tour. And like I said, just nice to spend some time with my friend and get a hike in there before we did the last 2 days of driving, which is what we spent the last couple of days doing. We had a couple 12-hour days in the bus to drive back to Seattle, where we started this trip back on September 3rd. And just insane how much we traveled in this last 3.5 weeks, but happy to be back and reset things. And on the way back, I got a couple listens in on the new Petey record. That dude is amazing. He's become one of my favorite artists, and I know a lot of people know about Petey from his TikTok videos that he makes that are just so funny, so good, just so well done. But I found his music first, and I'm such a big fan of his new USA album. It's probably my favorite of his records that he's put out, and probably one of my favorite things that have come out this entire year. So I got a couple listens in on that.
Table, but I don't really want.
on some other records, podcasts as well. New Noah Gunderson record, former guest of the podcast. Noah's done the show a couple times, and I just love his new record. No surprise there for me. That dude's entire catalog just really seems to always connect in such a heavy way. But yeah, another great run with the band. Really grateful for these opportunities to get to see the country like this. Is a unique experience. There's only 5 states, I think, that I haven't been to in the United States, 2 of them being Alaska and Hawaii. And I still need to hit South Dakota, and I need to hit Maine and Rhode Island. And I think that covers the entire United States. So I look forward to checking those other places off the list, so I can say that I've completely traveled this country. But it is it's a unique place. It's so different, and it's very regional, and I think it's hard to know that without actually experiencing it. So got a little bit of everything out of this tour. I got to go to, you know, I got to go see some sports to kick things off. I got the nature aspect. It's so rad to be on the road and just be searching for sporting events, because my cousin, like myself, is pretty much down to go to any sporting event. Like, it's just about seeing the arena or the stadium. And so I'm glad we were able to sneak that in, especially getting to see, you know, my favorite baseball team, getting to see the Cubs on this run, and getting some hiking in with my guy Ryan, and then just getting to see this amazing band play music every single night, and just get to see how they made their adjustments, and just to get to see them play some of these newer tunes off the Days in the Desert record that dropped at the end of July, that is available on all the streaming services. And you can also pick up a copy of that on vinyl. I got these crazy like neon green vinyls that came out on, but just very cool to get to see them do the thing every night, and also get to see bands like Ghost Funk Orchestra and Daedalus on this tour. Those are definitely, you know, 2 of the standout artists that I got to see play alongside High Pulp on this tour. And yeah, I think I'll be back in action with the regular scheduled programming, getting back into the interviews next week, and to sail things out this week. I'm going to leave you with this DJ set that I recorded, as well as some commentary from High Pulp in the mix as well. And I appreciate y'all as always for checking this thing out. Hope everybody is doing well, finding a way to keep your head above the water and surrounding yourself with people that love you and support you, and hope you you know, you have all the things you need in your life to get by. And send me an email. Let me know what you're listening to out there. Let me know who you want to hear on the show. You can DM me on Instagram. It's at Dan Cable Presents. You can email me, dancablepresents@gmail.com. All the links are in the episode notes for High Pulp. If you want to keep up with them, check out all the artists that shared music from in this episode. Death Lens and Simon Spine, Petey. And I will also put the link for this particular DJ set, which I will post on SoundCloud. I will put the link for that in the episode notes as well, if you want to go back and check this thing out some more outside of the episode. Love you all. It's a program. Thank you.
what music have you listened to on this tour? Or records that stick out to you?
Désolé, faut que je regarde sur mon téléphone.
Sorry, I have to look at my phone.
And Bobby should be your translator.
It's like how yesterday when Tom was translating to open for me, and I was so. Tom was like, he's saying he agrees. I'm like, okay, got it.
Alors j'ai écouté le film Past Lives récemment, puis j'ai écouté le soundtrack bien souvent à cause que je trouvais ça je devrais être québécois pas français, alors je trouvais ça bien bon, puis c'est une musique un peu comme émotionnelle, tu sais, qui ramenait, c'était bien pour quand les longues routes, tu sais, regarder le paysage. J'ai écouté Gilgul par le chum de Dan Sahoum, ça c'était bon. Nos chums de l'éclair ont commencé à sortir quelque chose avec leur bande Ethios 440, puis ça c'est plus comme groovy. Puis Zeno Possin, on a joué avec Daedalus, puis j'ai écouté son nouvel album, puis vraiment avec le violoniste Vivek, puis c'était pété, man, j'ai bien aimé ça.
Been your tour record this time? I know we listen to like a lot of repeat records when we're on tour, specifically driving for me.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what's been in your rotation for this tour?
Let me think. I got better as a person, so probably hopefully those correlate, you know what I mean?
What's been your driving record on this tour?
My driving record?
Yeah, what have you been...
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
So, like, what have you been listening to? What have you been driving?
Oh.
How many tickets?
Like, flex, let's flex.
No, so, let's hear about your driving
an
record.
An album
now,
I've listened
actually.
To probably every time I've driven is Tusk by Fleetwood Mac. Is that what you were going to guess?
No, I was going to guess this.
That's a good guess.
No,
not as much as this tour.
I'm on
my Fleetwood Mac shit, yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about Tusk?
I like how it just doesn't like read like a record. It feels like it's not even like it's like a bunch of singles or something, because none of them are like singles. It's like a bunch of beats or something, you know, that then they got like the singers over.
Yeah.
Soichi Torado, Asakura Nights. I got Daedalus Is What Wands Don't Break, Bone Thugs and Harmony, East 1999 Eternal. What's another record I put on a lot? Machine Girl Gemini, and then Machine Girl Wolf Girl.
Yeah, I guess that was one of the funniest things. Vic almost killed himself last night.
Your face was so concerned. I've never seen your face like that.
Vic, do you want to give a PSA to the people about sticking metal inside of a toaster?
How could someone not turn insane? Stick metal inside a toaster that's on, because apparently that's how you can die.
I've had like 3 or 4 records. I've listened to No World by Ink a ton. Drive. They don't tell you how long the drive is from Seattle to New York. Fucking long drive. Tsunami.
Yeah, we did watch Johnny Tsunami. That was a great part of the tour.
It stood out the most. It might not have been the best, but it stood out.
How did it hold up to your expectations of childhood?
It was great. It was nostalgic. I remembered a lot of lines. I remembered some songs. And RIP to Sam.
Are you more of a Sky or a Squib?
I'm a snowboarder.
so I'd be.
Is that a word?
I think urchin.
Urchin, yeah.
I'm an urchin.
Yeah, clearly.
You went to school with the Skies, though.
I did go to school with the Skies, yeah.
You are Johnny Tsunami, dude. Hi, Andrew. What is the most standout piece of media that you've consumed on this tour? And or book can count.
Oh, probably Anna Karenina then. Damn. Which I'm currently reading, yeah.
Shout out Anna Karenina. It's two in the van. Love
that.
Did
you say that too? Yeah.
Just to hear you whisper, hey boy, I wanna breathe your air more. Run my fingers through your hair more. Cause we groove and you come and I move slow. We groove and you come and I move slow. I just wanna hear you breathe more.
Definitely the classic piece of literature where the heroine cheats on her husband, realizes she's ruined her life because there's nothing to turn to, and kills herself. It's my favorite genre of literature. Enlightened woman commits suicide. It's a thing, yeah. It's like one of those books, like Madame Bovary and like The Enlightened Awakening. Are you actually recording right now?
Yeah, I'm recording. I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I might use it. I might chop it up.
Right.
Standout media that you have consumed on this tour?
Do pinball machines count?
They can.
Because it is kind of a piece of media. It's like a thing, right?
Did you play any new pinball machines that you've ever played on this tour?
I guess I tried out that new, like, Dr. No one in Minneapolis, but it was, like, on some, like, weird carpet. It was a little rough. It was pretty rough. I did some Game of Thrones at a FOCO show last night. I need to learn the secrets of that machine. There's like apparently a certain house you're supposed to pick to combo your shots. But after watching The Monster in Me, I found that Metallica pinball machine in Cincinnati. Oh, some kind of monster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you put up high scores all over the fucking place.
Number 1, 2, 3, and 4, except not the Grand Champ. Couldn't get there.
Hey, just want to give a big shout out to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast and for their longtime support of this thing. Don't forget to find that discount link in the episode notes or in my Instagram bio. 30% off your first year membership with DistroKid, helping you get your music in all the places it needs to be. Stay up, stay tuned.